This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Yeah, I get it. And the music fits as you try to extend.
Eagle, man.
Yeah, trying to extend Jalen Hurts' contract out into the future and pour more money into his 30s. We don't know what those look like. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing that others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Our last time I looked, you guys were gaining ground here in this Twitter poll, and I was losing ground. It was like over 70% of people wanted to extend Jalen Hurts' contract right now, you know, make it kind of equivalent to the Mahomes deal, which is was a 10-year deal for the Chiefs, which would be adding 6 years to Jalen's deal. Should the Eagles extend Jalen Hurts' contract now to give them more cap flexibility? 71% yes. 29% can see this clearly.
Because they see it the right way. Miles Garrett. You got to go get Miles Garrett.
You know, they could get Miles Garrett without doing this, guys.
This makes it a little bit easier.
Well, it makes it more risky on the back end. But sure, I guess it would give you a little bit more of an opening for money in the moment. But you're also putting...
You're living in the moment right now.
I know.
What do you think about it?
Does anyone else plan on being here in like 2032, 2033?
Not me.
I didn't even mean WIP. I just meant the world. I mean, you guys got to...
I mean, fuck.
That's a long ass time.
For being realistic, we don't know. You know.
Yeah, ain't nothing guaranteed.
Yeah, Hugh's probably got the least time of any.
Yeah, you looking at me, looking at my watch, like, damn, how much time I got left in this piece?
I like how you two can't guarantee your own lives 7 years from now, but you think you could...
That's why I want immediate satisfaction.
But you're trying to convince me Hurts will still be good then. Oh, okay. I think it's more likely both of you are alive, probably sitting here 7 years from now, than Jalen Hurts is a top 10 quarterback
What you going to be doing?
I'm going to be here.
Okay, I'm just saying. You're just saying it like you ain't going to be here. Like,
no,
you're going to be somewhere else.
But I'm saying it's unpredictable, the future of football players, especially mobile quarterbacks. And you guys, I think
he's going to evolve and he's going to adapt as needed as his career goes. I really do believe that.
So, did he become a better thrower this year?
He was decent. He became a better blitz picker-upper.
I agree with that. He also
you like how I did that, don't you?
Took a lot of sacks. Are we allowed? It's March 3rd. Are we allowed to talk about Jalen Hurts' regular season, or we just pretend that didn't happen?
Well, apparently not.
Okay,
we can talk about what you want to say about it. That he was mediocre,
threw for less than 200 yards a game, and took 40 sacks.
Kind of threw for that. Round that number in the Super Bowl and got the MVP.
He was better in the Super Bowl.
Look, he was more precise.
He was better.
I think it's fair, but also the reality of this season was we found out that when surrounded by a lot of talent,
he's phenomenal.
That he can win. That's all I care about. I don't need him to be top 10. I don't. I want, like, if we have Myles Garrett in this defense, we can go win again with him.
I agree with that. Yeah, I mean, look, the Eagles are the favorite right now with whatever you think Jalen Hurts is, right? I don't think most people that make those odds think he is the best quarterback in the league next year, but he's good, and they can win with it. I'm with you.
And you could be right that we can probably get Myles Garrett here without doing this, but this could be the difference between getting Myles Garrett and getting Myles Garrett and keeping Zach Bond. Like, there's more, like, it's just...
It's a lot going on.
Yeah, it just adds
that,
a ton
man.
Of flexibility.
So, I agree with... You guys making this point is fair, that it would give them a better chance to build a super team next year.
That's what we want, the super team.
But I want a really good team every year. Like, again, there's this thing, like, who cares 5 years from now? Everyone cares 5 years from now when 5 years arrives. I'm just trying to look...
We don't care right now, though.
I know.
We're living in the now.
Well, I need to be the one to remind everyone that you know, the future becomes the present eventually.
Anybody trying to hear all that,
I'm sorry.
But as long as we keep drafting well in the later rounds, we'll have a good base. Like, I don't think we're going to just be in the tubes 5 years from now just because we extend Jalen Hurts.
Do I need to paint the nightmare scenario? Is that what you guys need to see?
If you want more angry callers.
I don't want anybody to be angry. I'm just trying to present it so everyone sees what's possible. Okay. Again, here's a possibility. Jalen Hurts evolves as a thrower, and he becomes great for the next 10 years. Okay, I said that part. That's what's one end of the spectrum.
Yeah, no, nobody's going to listen to that one.
Okay, well, that's fine, but I said it. Second end of the spectrum is 5 years from now, he's not good anymore, and they want to get rid of him. And in your scenario, they have 5 years left on his contract. Not two, not one, five, and no one's taken him in a trade, and what do they do?
Draft another QB.
Right, yep. But then they have like a $200 million dead cap hit 1 year, and they're screwed.
We'll figure that out.
Oh, okay. See, that's
yeah, we'll just keep kicking the can down the road, man. We're being progressive with this thing. You're the one
I'm
that's
not sure that's the word.
You're trying to hold
you
us back.
You and I are playing chess.
Yeah, you holding us back, dog, for real.
I'm holding you back.
You're playing checkers.
A little bit. You're holding us back a little bit.
You guys are making me feel crazy for doing the practical thing.
I mean, hey, if the shoe fits, Joe. I mean.
Then I'll be the crazy guy for being practical and not extending the contract of a quarterback that has 4 years left. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to your calls in a second here. And in this segment, we'll give you another chance for the keyword for the ultimate basketball viewing experience. Odyssey's Bucket and Bets. Listen for Kyle's keyword coming up in this segment. And you go to 94WIP and you put in your chance to win there. Hugh, this weekend, we did have an NFL trade. So the combine is wrapped up now, right? We had all the 40s and the bench press and all that, and the rumors come out. But one trade did happen, Hugh, and it does involve the Philadelphia Eagles in a way because their division rival just got better. Hugh Douglas, your reaction on Saturday night. The Commanders traded a fifth-round pick to the 49ers for Deebo Samuel.
Deebo coming. What's my reaction? Mm-hmm. Is he going to be in shape when the season starts?
Last time we saw him, he was not.
He was fluffy.
He looked pregnant when he was at the Super Bowl. He didn't look pregnant. He didn't look like he's about. He's starting the show.
I would say it was like 6 months.
You know what? But this is the thing.
Third trimester.
Can't fly anymore.
This is the thing. You at the Super Bowl with an AJ Brown jersey on, like, and then you get traded to the Commodores. How does that dog hunt in the locker room? Because people saw you, and they saw you be in all your fluffy glory. They saw you in all your fluffy glory, and you had on a Jalen Hurts, AJ Brown jersey. What does that say? You wanted to be an Eagle, but you took the next best thing and became a Commodore. Mm. That was my thought. Well, since I can't be an Eagle, I'll be in the division. I can at least see him twice a year. That's crazy.
It was weird that he was wearing an A.J. Brown jersey. Seeing him wear a jersey of a player that's active and about to play in the Super Bowl was bizarre. Here's the first thought I had. I would have made the trade, too, if I were the Commanders. They didn't give up much. It's a fifth-round pick. They could use another weapon to go along with McLaurin.
He did beat up the kicker there, didn't he? He put hands on the kicker.
Oh, in San Francisco last year? Yeah.
He's a head case.
But he's not that good anymore, or at least he was not last year. I mean, he looks like a player. As players, do sometimes in their late 20s in full decline. I'm not losing much sleep over Deebo in Washington. They got slightly better, but it's not a needle mover.
No, and they're probably banking on him. He's going to be in shape. I don't see him not being in shape when the season starts. He just started the offseason a little early.
He started fast. I mean, how do you go from a wide receiver to fat in 3 weeks?
Maybe he's hurt. Was he hurt?
He was banged up towards the end.
Yeah, so that's probably, he's probably trying to add that extra weight on to try to heal himself.
I'm not sure that's the best way to heal.
Food is a comfort. It's a comfort for some people. Like seriously, you eat what you want to eat, and then you say, okay, I'm going to give myself a couple weeks.
Yeah, he might need a couple months to get ready for the season based on what we saw at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he might.
So you think it's a needle mover for them? I don't.
I think he's a decent player. As far as being afraid of the Commodores, no, I don't. Don't make me afraid.
I think it was a trade that, like, it made sense to me when I saw, like, all right, their GM was in San Francisco when he got drafted. It's a fifth-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. But I also didn't see it like, oh, no, the Commanders got Deebo.
What are we going to do now?
Yeah, I think if this is the Deebo from 3 years ago, then I'd be like, uh-oh, that's a lot. Kyle, he's not that guy
now. No, he's fat. He's cooked. There also is a possibility that, and this isn't an apples-to-apples comparison, but I think about a guy like Taysom Hill, who if you took him away from Sean Payton, maybe you don't know what the hell to do with him. Kyle Shanahan knew what to do with him.
He did.
He's kind of more like a gadget guy, like a running back-ish, the jet sweep guy.
CJ Jesus said, you're not a receiver, you're a running back.
Well, the reason I actually am excited the deal went down is we get the revival of CJ GJ versus Deebo now twice a year in the division. Let's listen back to when CJ GJ went right after him.
Another thing, bro, listen, don't be friendly when you see me. Because you be so flashy. You better hope, bro. You better hope all that talking you be doing when we see y'all, whatever round it may be, because I can't guard you. You can't run routes. You're a running back. You're a running back. You know, I ain't going to sit here and play with you, little boy. Just because you got a little bag, people gave you a little clout, man, you ain't nothing, bro. Stop playing.
Ooh, that, I can't wait to see them.
Oh, I know. It's so good. Yeah. You were running back.
Well, like, so, and Debo's one of those guys, right? But you know what the Commanders are kind of stockpiling right now?
What's that?
Psychopaths. The Marshawn Lattimore.
You talking about Luvu? Luvu.
Debo. Like, they're a little volatile down there.
Yeah, they are. They're a little on edge.
Another word we use is, intense. Intense guys.
I think it fits. The trade makes sense. When I heard the trade, I was like, that makes sense. They have cap room to absorb him. It's a fifth-round pick. He's kind of like the other ones there. They're kind of on edge.
But yeah. There are a lot of strong personalities.
Yeah.
Well, that could be combustible,
that's
too.
Right.
Now, by the way, last year, he only had 51 receptions. I mean, this is a guy in his prime. 4 years ago, Debo had 77 catches for 1,400 yards. Last year was 51 for 670.
Yeah, he's fat and cooked.
Yeah, I mean, well, he's
fat.
He's closer to fat and cooked than he is a star. I mean, that's the truth. 215-592-9494. And by the way, he's 28 now. When he was 25, he was a star. You see how this happens sometimes? 25 a star, 28.
Then they say you decline.
You decline as you get older, and you know that's
Hurts isn't fat.
Well, I don't think. I don't think the fact that he beat up.
I just say players aren't as good as they get older.
When they get fat.
I don't think the fact that he beat up the. Kicker. The kicker helped out a lot either. I don't think that helped.
Well, anytime you're beating up your teammates, it feels like it's...
Yeah, on live TV.
It's like a dead end to your spot there.
Yeah, you can't stay.
All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Aaron is up on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
Good afternoon, Philadelphia.
Good afternoon.
Aaron, what's up?
Hugh, that wasn't a business decision that the 49ers made. That was a how fast can we get this guy out of the locker room decision.
Yeah, it was kind of different.
Mm-hmm.
But this is great for us because Josh Harris is going to do the same thing with the Commies that he did with the Sixers. You know, he bought a shiny new toy, let's say a Lamborghini. He's giving the keys to the kids and saying, "Hey, kids, go have at it." We're not getting Myles Garrett. The Commies are getting Myles Garrett, and they're gonna bring on so many free agents. It's going to be Dan Snyder 2.0.
So you think it's a good thing if the Commanders get Myles Garrett? Feels like a bad thing.
That's wild spin.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I think that we won a Super Bowl doing a certain thing a certain way, and I don't think two first-round picks is how he's going to give that up. Especially when you have a draft where you just have, you know, it's light in a lot of different positions, and there are positions of needs for other teams. So, but where it's really heavy is the defensive tackle side, and I think that the Eagles are just going to be patient and wait and probably pick up two or three defensive tackles in the draft.
Well, I tend to agree with you, Aaron. I mean, if I had to guess, I don't think the Eagles are going to end up with Garrett. I think somebody else is, and they're going to keep their picks. And if they do, I think they could be fine doing that. I mean, they don't have to go get him. It's a matter of if the price comes down. Are they going to make the move, right? Because players like Myles Garrett don't just become available very often. So I anticipate the Eagles are going to try. It's a matter of do they give up everything that you need to do to get him.
You know, and I hate to admit it, Joe, but I'm kind of on your side with the whole discussion today.
It's okay to admit. I mean, the smart side is it's okay to say it with your chest, Aaron. Don't extend him.
Well, I'm going to agree and I'm going to disagree. Okay. I don't think they're going to extend him this year, but I think it's what Howie does, right? He's got to make cap space. So either it's not going to happen this year, but next year or the year after that, definitely they're going to extend him to make room. You know, the biggest thing in free agency, I think we have to bring Bond back. And if the only reason is because of N'Kobe Dean and the injury that he suffered, that patella tendon injury, that's not an ACL.
I mean,
You could have nerve damage. You could come back. I mean, look at Victor Cruz from the Giants. After his,
he was never the same. Really, yeah.
Same player.
Yeah. Well, that Aaron, that point on the Bond thing is a great one because next year, if we don't have N'Kobe to start the season, Aaron, we appreciate the phone call, and no Bond, I have no idea what the linebacker duo looks like. Trott Jr. and some free agent they get, some draft pick they make.
That's what it Sounds like that.
That doesn't seem like it's good enough to me. I mean, that seems, and to Aaron's point,
light.
I think that's true. I think a year or two from now, if Jalen Hurts keeps playing well and they keep winning with him, then they're going to extend his contract. And then that's okay because we'll have more information. Like if he stays fully healthy the next 2 years and plays good and they win a lot of games or get to another Super Bowl, I'm not going to argue with that. Because then I'll be like, all right. This is who he is settled into being, and he's healthy and all that. I just don't know. To me, it's way too big of a risk to open up some cap space when Howie could do it in different ways. It just feels like a little bit risky for this moment here.
In what way gives you more relief than it does to do that with Jalen? That's what I'm curious, because that's what we're talking about.
No one move would be as much as that.
Yeah, so that's what it is. We're making this move to make the team better. Teams do this all the time. And I had never been a part of this, but when they needed to relieve money, they would give out signing bonuses and extend deals and stuff like that. And, you know, so the player benefited. If this allows you to be more flexible in some of the moves that you can make in free agency to make your team stronger, a team that's already won the Super Bowl, I have no problem with that. Now, there's another caveat to this that we've kind of like pushed to the side a little bit that's not lost to me, and that's the compensation for Myles Garrett. I think as we get through this, that it will be more conducive for us if we're in position, financially to get him. I mean, at the end of the day, he's going to go wherever the Browns send him, but it feels like Myles on some level wants to come to Philadelphia. So he could make it very, very difficult to block for a team to sign him. If he's like, nah, you know, I'm going to go ahead and go there for a year. Because it's a sign and trade. So he could say, you know what, if you want to trade for me, that's cool.
I'm not signing. Well, it's going to cut the Browns' knees out from under them.
Yeah, so he has a little bit of leverage in this situation.
I think the Browns have the least leverage. What are they going to do?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they could play hardball and tell him to stay home.
Your best bet in this situation is to send him to where he wants to go, which it sounds like it's the Eagles, and try to get as much as you possibly can. So it's a win-win. For us, if that's the case, from what I've been reading, if that's the case, then Miles is in a really good spot because he can say, you know what, nah, like a team of trade would be like, nah.
So the other part of this, that's a great point, right? Like the whole, what can they do with the money they get? They keep their players, they could do the Garrett trade. The other element of this that we don't know the truth is, like, what do the Eagles really think of the way Jalen played this year?
Mm-hmm.
Do they feel about it like the way Kyle does, as long as he's decent, good, whatever word you want to use, we can win with him? Or do they look at it more black and white? Like, hey, this was the grade we gave him for the season. Yeah, we're going to pay him off of that. Or no, I mean, that grade didn't go with an contract extension right now. I don't know the answer to that. They know it. And if they rated him higher than a lot of us did on this radio station this year, maybe they will do this. I mean,
unquantifiable.
Last year they paid AJ way earlier than they had to. That kind of caught us off guard. So nothing Howie does is shocking to me. If they think the player is going to be worth it for the next 3, 4, 5, 6 years. Terrence in Springfield's up. What's up, Terrence?
Hey, Joe, Kyle, what's up, man?
Terrence, what's up, buddy?
Joe, man. Joe, you got to be going crazy this morning.
What did I do now?
I feel like this is a crazy topic. Like, I don't care how Jalen Hurts looks 5, 7 years from now. If he brings me one or two more Super Bowls, we're not going to care. The city's not going to care. How many Super Bowls that the top franchise have? Is it the Steelers? They have six?
Yeah. Six.
We have two right now. If Jalen Hurts brings two more Super Bowls, that's going to put us in the upper echelon of the franchise, all franchises in history. So I'm not going to care. I'm not going to care how he looks down the line. And I mean, we can talk about talent around Jalen. It's not Jalen Hurts' fault that how we drafted Cooper DeJean, that he drafted Quinion Mitchell, that he brought over Zach Bond. Most of the guys here were already here. I think he drafted Smitty. The only player we really traded for was A.J. Brown. So we say he had a lot of talent around him, but so there's a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL. At least every team has one star wide receiver on it, am I right?
Maybe at least two. One. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, for the most part.
Yeah, I think most have it one.
Yeah, so we can't keep getting on Jalen because he has talent around him. This guy wins. He wins in the regular season. I don't care about his regular season stats. He's been in the playoffs every season he's been in the NFL. And last year, we all know, this thing was on the fly last year. They pretty much did everything on the fly. Kellen Moore came over. We brought over Saquon Barkley. We did, like, Jalen didn't know. But we knew that he's going to run. They're going to run the ball a lot. But Jalen Hurts, I feel like that kind of affected his game, because that was like the first road season that they ran the ball more than they ever have, I believe, with Saquon Barkley. So I feel like this year, by bringing in Petula, I feel like that made Jalen Hurts have the comfortability that this year, I feel like they're going to throw the ball more. I feel like he's going to have more throwing sets, and I feel like they're not going to be more on Saquon Barkley running him into the ground.
That might be. I mean, I'd have to guess they're going to throw it more next year, just based on everything we've heard so far this offseason.
Yeah, but and I keep hearing you saying, comparing him to Russell Wilson, like, first of all, I feel like he's better than Russell Wilson. He's a better leader than Russell Wilson. But I'm not going to care. Like, we don't even know if the world's going to be here in 7 years from now. I'm talking about now. We're in the now right now. It's about winning right now. And to me, the fans, I feel like they'll appreciate that more if they bring another Super Bowl here. And Jalen Hurts has been in more Super Bowls than any quarterback in the last 3 years.
He has. Terrence, I get it. And we appreciate the call, Terrence, as always. We're living in the moment. Well, if we don't care about the future, extend his contract for 50 years.
See, now that don't work.
No, but how about 20?
No, you know it don't work.
How about 15?
You're in a window.
15. If you want to spread it out, quarterbacks play till 40.
Not
a lot to. Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady and Matthew Stafford.
How about this?
Keep hearing the future doesn't matter. So how far does that go?
How about this, Joe? Since make you feel better, because we're in a unique window right now, and I'm looking at it more so as relief, and it's like you're caught up on how well he's going to play 10 years from now.
Yeah, of course.
5 years from now.
Yeah.
I feel like, again, if we have our quarterback on a cap friendly deal, that we're going to be able to adapt and change the team around him according to his skill set
in the next few years. But what people are, I feel like a lot of people are not acknowledging, is they may not want him here 6 years from now. Like the Eagles, this happens all the time in the NFL. You're good one day, and then a few years later, you're not. So that would hurt them down the line.
I disagree, because I think that there's a lot that I feel that went into this season and the success of Jalen Hurts. The white noise that was going on around him, he paid no attention to. He thrived in that situation, which I find phenomenal. And I feel like they have a better understanding of who their quarterback is. I think the organization does. I think Nick kind of knew as the season progressed, but I think that they have a better understanding of who Jalen is. There was a lot that I feel was going on behind the scenes with the relationships and everything, that there was a whole lot of come to Jesus moments, and there was a lot of evolution that happened this year that put them in position to win the Super Bowl. You know, I'm one of them cats that when I listen to people talk, like Coach Sirianni and some of the things Jalen says, they're being sincere, and it's coming from a place of adversity for the most part. For example, when Coach Sirianni talked about it in his podcast, when he was going around doing
his podcast tour,
he talked about how that adverse moment that they had last year, if they didn't have that, they couldn't have had this year. That spoke volumes to me, because that says to me that there were some tough conversations that had to be had. And they even said that, AJ alluded to that in his podcast tour, that there were some tough conversations that had to be had. The fact that BG said what he said, like, there was a lot going on with this team, but at the end of the day, they figured it all out. And they got on the same page, and they were able to win the Super Bowl.
I get it. Sometimes I think we don't think about how far into the future 6 years is in the NFL. Do you know how many quarterbacks?
Yeah, you're right. It's a long ass.
Do you know how many quarterbacks were their team's starting quarterback 6 years ago and are still are today? The same franchise.
Five
quarterbacks in the whole league, and a couple of them were just drafted. It was Kyler Murray who was just drafted, and Lamar and Allen and Mahomes were just drafted.
And you know what? And for that reason alone, that's why when you look like you might have one, or it feels like you might have one.
Well, how many of those quarterbacks won a Super Bowl by age 26 and have been to two?
Mahomes.
Okay.
I guess it's just been one at that point.
And he's probably the one other guy in the league that you're like, yeah, I'd give him 10-year extension.
Right. But so, I get it. But the odds of a quarterback staying good for that long is minimal. I mean, teams move off it fast. 215-592-9494. All right, we got a lot going on. But Kyle, why don't you tell everyone that word they're looking for? 94WIP.com. Put this word in for your chance for the ultimate college basketball experience.
Yeah, you can win a trip to Florida for the ultimate college basketball viewing experience March 20th to the 23rd. Odyssey's Buckets and Bets at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Hollywood is your destination for tip-off weekend. Enter now with the keyword assist at 94WIP.com for your chance to win.
All right, your call's on the other side. Would you give Hurts an extension now? He's got 4 years left. Would you extend him even further to try to save money for free agents or Myles Garrett? Plus, on the other side, Clearwater check-in. We'll update you what happened this weekend with the Phils. Jesus Luzardo, a prospect to know, and maybe a bounce back for a guy we were all done with. Plus, something Hugh heard on WIP this weekend that he wants to react to. That's next. Your calls. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94WIP. And let's talk about my friends over at FanDuel. When the game tips off, the NBA action is just beginning on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel is your new home for live betting. Even if you missed the first minutes of a game or want to bet on a fourth quarter comeback, you can make your picks from the first whistle until the final buzzer beater. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same game parlay for your shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join. New FanDuel customers get started with $150 of bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO for your shot at $150 in bonus bets. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. All right, we got some breaking news here, Hugh Douglas. The Eagles are releasing six-time Pro Bowl cornerback Darius Slay. Corner Adam Schefter. Slay is going to be released. If he's a post-June 1st release, he'll save the Eagles $4.3 million against the cap. 215-592-9494 to react with us. Hugh, your reaction as the Eagles make their first, I would say, the cut, moving on. Like, this is the first person from the Super Bowl team that they're saying goodbye to. Your first thought?
Good luck to Darius Slay. I'm pretty sure he's going to catch up with another team. This is the thing about the timing. It gives him an opportunity before free agency starts to catch on with another team. Give him a chance to get out there, put his name out there, and allow him to get as much money as he possibly can. So, you know what? Best of luck to Slay, man. He played his butt off this year. He really did. He did something that has been noted that was uncomfortable for him, and I commend him for that, because a lot of guys, you know, when they get a certain age, man, they don't want to tackle. He did that, and he played tough for the Eagles. So, I wish him nothing but the best, man, and thank you.
So I have a few thoughts. One, I grew to like Slay more as this year went on.
Yeah,
because a year ago I thought it was time to move off him. I thought
he blocked you on Twitter.
I know he did, but that's fine.
Let me see if I'm blocked.
He unfollowed you. But yeah, I thought it was time to move on a year ago. The Eagles kept him, and he gave them one more good season. They were right. He had one, maybe more than that. We'll see what he does in his career now. But they were right that he had another good season left. He helped them win this year. It was an excellent trade by Howie. I mean, I think he traded third and fifth in 2019 to get him. And he gave them five good seasons here in an Eagles uniform, two Super Bowl trips, a championship. So that's my first thought, is that they were right. And he had more left in the tank than I thought. He probably has another year left. We'll see where he goes and how he plays. The second thought I have is, I'm not surprised. A couple weeks ago, do we have this Slay? This was Slay a couple weeks ago talking about his future. And when a player at his age is talking about playing on other teams, to me, that kind of means they might know this is in the cards. Maybe that him and his agent got wind, or he just might have seen the writing on the wall that they could have moved off him. Here's Slay a few weeks ago talking about he wants to play another year, and he says a team beyond the Eagles, which made me wonder, like, does he know something here?
But you know what I'm saying? If it is, it is. If it ain't, it ain't. But for sure, the two spots I would love to always be at is either Philly or Eagle. I mean, Philly or Eagle.
Yeah.
No, the main two. The main ones I'd love to be at, though.
So Slay talking about playing here or in Detroit if he's not, you know, if something happened here, and it did. And the last thought I had is, I wonder if this means they think Cooper DeJean can play on the outside. I mean, we got used to, and he played really well. He was a slot corner, and that's where he found his niche.
Mm-hmm.
But when they drafted him, no one said he's only a slot. Remember, all the conversation was, well, he could play some safety, he could play some inside, he could play some outside. If they think he's an outside corner, then it didn't make any sense to keep Darius Slay, right? You draft him, he played. He played well. He's on a rookie contract. So I think this is as much about Quinyon and Cooper as it is Slay. Because, Hugh, he could still play.
Yeah, he can. And that's what it's about. Because you want the young guys to grow. And unfortunately for him, he's a little bit older, makes a lot of money. And you want to see what some of these young guys have.
Well, the other part that is interesting is it saves them $4.3 million against the cap, which as we go into free agency next week, and this is part of the discussion we had today about freeing up money and what they should do to free up money, $4.3 is a good chunk of money to re-sign a Zach Bond, let's say. I mean, if we think Zach Bond's going to make $15 million a year, they just got a quarter of that money for Bond next year, potentially, by releasing Darius Slay. So Slay released by the Eagles post-June 1st designation, according to Adam Schefter. 215-592-9494. You think he's going to Detroit? Seemed like that's what he said.
Detroit needs defensive linemen.
They could always use another corner.
Yeah, they can always use another corner. Yeah, he probably will.
I mean, if they want him, that seems like where he'd want to go back and end his career.
Yeah.
Which means we're going to see Slay again, which I think adds to the idea that that could be the first game of the season. To me, that adds a little extra juice to that game if Darius Slay's on the other side after getting cut by the Eagles. Your reaction, Slay cut by the Eagles. 215-592-9494. I'm not surprised, but it is. Isn't it crazy that Bradberry outlasted him here? Bradberry's still on the roster, isn't he?
For now.
For now. No, I know for now. Yeah. But it's crazy.
Well, I think that what you're trying to do, you're trimming the fat from different positions. And it's probably that's probably the biggest one. You know, you'll probably hold on to Bradberry for a couple of weeks. I think that you let Slay go at this time to give him the opportunity to catch up with another team.
Yeah, that was an interesting perspective.
Out of respect.
Yeah, respect.
Yeah.
Because if you do this a month from now,
he can't catch on.
It's harder, yeah. Teams have filled up their you know, they sign other guys.
Yeah, you want to, you know, that to me, I think that's more of a sign of respect than anything. You want to give him a chance to catch on. Right before free agency starts, week before free agency, go find you another job somewhere else.
Could this also mean that they're high on Hughes' boy, Kelee Ringo?
Maybe.
Could be. Or Isaiah Rodgers, yeah. Yeah,
they might want to, you know.
But Rodgers is a free agent, so they would have to sign him.
Isaiah Rodgers.
Yes.
Yeah, and if you looked at the cap hits for this coming season, he was their fifth highest cap hit. It just was too much for a guy that, again, might have ended up as their third best corner pretty quickly here. I mean, if they think Cooper could play the outside or they think Rodgers is just as good now, it makes sense. He had a big cap hit. 215-592-9494. All right, back to your phone calls on all this. The Jalen Hurts contract extension, the Embiid stuff, and now the news that the Eagles have released Darius Slay. So it is the first big domino to fall this offseason. Hopefully it helps them keep some of these guys that they could lose, like a Zach Bond. This hour on 94 WIP is fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance from your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. Hugh, before we go back to the phones, what your initial thought on Cooper playing the outside? Do you think he is an outside corner, or do you see it as they should just keep him on the inside? Because that's part of this whole thing.
To answer your first question, yes, I do, but I like him in the slot. I think that what they're trying to figure out maybe is how versatile they could be. You know, because if, say, for instance, as we go through this and we get ready for next year, teams are going to try to attack you differently. If he has the ability to play inside and out, I think that's a benefit to the team, you know, especially if you can make it so that whomever you decide to put out there at that corner spot, they're interchangeable. So that would be phenomenal if you had certain guys that, you know, you could just put anywhere on the field. It just makes you that much more formidable as a secondary.
And they didn't. Well, with Slay, they didn't really have that. Like, if Slay's here, he's playing the outside. So that puts Cooper on the inside. By the way, I'm looking at the cap hits, the highest ones for next year. And I think it was last week Elliott said to us he thought Goddard was a sneaky one that they'd have to make a decision on.
Mm-hmm.
So the highest cap hits on next year's team, it's Jalen Hurts at the top, number one, the highest cap hit. Then A.J. Brown, then Lane Johnson, then Jordan Mailata. I would say all four of those guys are worth the cap hit. Then it was Slay, then Goddard. So to that thing last week, they've already handled the Slay thing. If it does feel like Goddard, something's got to change there. His cap number's pretty high for what he is.
So just one more thing from John Clark says, I'm told it's possible that Darius Slay, after being released, could still come back with the Eagles at a lower number.
Well, didn't that happen two years ago?
They did it like that before, yeah.
I think we were at Birdstown Hall 2 years ago when it happened.
Yeah.
Because we were all reacted to them cutting Slay, and then they brought him back. So that's, there you go. All right, so if they could save money and bring him back, that might work out for everybody. We shall see. But for right now, Darius Slay is out. I do think this time the timing tells me it's more unlikely he comes back. And remember last time, they didn't have the young corners they do now, right?
Yeah, like Thundercats.
They didn't have Quinyon and Cooper on rookie deals and playing well when they cut him 2 years ago. So I would guess he probably doesn't come back, but it's a good point. We've seen this before. Maybe he could come back. All right, Ken and Cinnamon's up on WIP. Hey, Ken.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, Ken.
I was just going to say Slay might want to hang out for a little bit and make sure the Eagles really mean it this time.
Yes. Last time they didn't.
They cut him before. And Isaiah Rodgers is not negotiating hard. I mean, he said, I want to be back here bad. So he's not really setting himself up to play hardball with the Eagles. And let's be real clear. Hugh is high on Keely Ringo's mom. So he's
made that very clear.
Make that clear.
No comment.
leave that one alone.
Go back and watch Grant Calcaterra handling George Karlaftis on the Devontae Smith touchdown pass, the 46-yard touchdown pass on that play. And Dallas Goedert is eminently movable. So I have no problem with that.
Yeah, I would. I do wonder if they could get something for him in a trade or if it's just a release like this. I think they could trade Goedert depending on what they would get back.
Yeah. They could get something for him. I mean, you know, if the 49ers got a fifth round pick for, you know, the Michelin man there, they just traded to
crazy.
The Commodore. You know, but Joe, I don't see, like, I just don't see where you see a downside to extending Jalen Hurts. I mean, look, how many times, like every year, they restructure and extend Lane Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
And he plays a physically more demanding position than Jalen Hurts does. I mean, he's playing right tackle and he's playing it all by himself. You know, and look, if they go to another Super Bowl, win another Super Bowl in the next 2 years, they're going to extend him anyway. It's just going to be that much more because he got that first extension when he was, what, 25? So he knows that he's in line for another big payday because he got that first big payday so young. You might as well do it now. I don't see any downside to it. I mean, you're worried about what he's going to be in his age 30 season, and that's when he would need a new contract because that's when his current extension would be expiring. They're either going to extend him way before that, or they're going to have decided by then that they want to go in a different direction. But to me, you know, it's the difference between extending him now for whatever now's price tag is for a Super Bowl winning Super Bowl MVP quarterback or what the price tag to extend that guy will be 2 years from now and potentially with another Super Bowl ring on his finger. I just don't see a downside to smoothing out the cap over a greater length of time. And it's got nothing to do with Myles Garrett, because you know I'm not in on making that trade.
Sure. Well, and it's a fair point, Ken. If he does great the next 2 years, they're going to do this anyway, and then I'd be fine. I just want more information before I commit to 6 years from now. It feels so long for a quarterback. I mean, we have the outliers that play through their 30s, play really well, but those are the outliers. Like, a lot of players fall off.
What more information do you need? The guy's got like a... They've got like a 700 winning percentage with Jalen Hurts as their starting quarterback. The hang up with him around here is that it doesn't look like you expect it to look with a quarterback because the offense is not as quarterback centric as a lot of the other offenses in the NFL. But you know so Hugh keeps bringing it up. They only threw the ball 22 times in the Super Bowl. It didn't look any different than normal, other than the fact that, you know, Saquon Barkley didn't go off for 160 yards. So, Jalen had to throw some more touchdown passes than we're accustomed to him seeing. But other than that, you know, this notion that if the quarterback doesn't throw for 350 yards a game, then, you know, there's something wrong with him or he's not good enough. All you need the quarterback to do is to efficiently run the offense within the framework of what you're trying to do as an offense. And I don't know what more you need to see from Jalen Hurts to be convinced that that's what he does here.
So he does do that. So for me, it's less about the play. I think we can guess the play. Can we appreciate the call? I think we could guess Jalen Hurts' play, what it looks like the next 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, if you tell me he's somewhere between the 7th and 12th best quarterback on average the next 3 years, I think that's fair and probably very likely. I guess for me, it's more his body. I mean, can anyone tell...
He does a great job of keeping himself in shape.
He does, but...
Doesn't look like Deebo Samuel.
Well, that's for sure. But the history of quarterbacks that run as much as his, do those guys play to their 35 at a high level?
I think...
Steve McNair, Michael Vick, Cam Newton, Russell, they tend to fall off pretty hard around the age of 30.
I don't think Jalen has taken the beating that.
I think he has.
I mean, he's taken a beating, but I don't think he's taken the beating that those other guys have taken. I don't see that. And maybe that's me looking at it through rose-colored glasses, but when I think of those other guys, you know, especially Steve McNair. McNair ran for some tough-ass yards a lot of times.
Jalen does sometimes, too. He gets extends that shoulder for the first down.
But not as frequently as Stephen McNair. Not as frequently as that.
Oh, I think Jalen runs more.
Cam used to run through people.
Yes.
I don't know, Joe, because I don't know why, but it's stuck in my head a lot of times this year, especially late in the season. Jalen started to get down a little bit more. Like, he started to protect himself a lot more, if I'm not mistaken, than he did earlier in the season.
Well, how much of a beating do we really think the tush push is putting on him?
No, not that much. You do? Maybe?
I mean, kinda.
You think so?
Well, I think they add up.
The other thing about his legs, and we're talking about him being a more proficient passer as he ages, his yards per carry has gone down every single year. He doesn't run as... Now, in the Super Bowl, like, again, this is like he's able to ratchet it up for a big game. But on average, he doesn't run like he did 3 or 4 years ago. He just doesn't do that. Like 5, 6, 7 yards a carry. It's more like 3 or 4 for a first down. I just want a couple more years of information. That's all. And if he still looks this way and we feel better about his trajectory, sure. I mean, I get it. They'll do this at some point. Let's go to Herb in the Northeast, who's
Herb.
Going to
finally,
Columbia. Is that right?
Okay.
We got you, Herb. You heading to Columbia?
Going for Carnival?
Hey, you, this is what I got. I got Mr. Lori's going to hook you up with a ring. He's going to say in there, inside the ring, is going to have HD WIP. You understand what I'm talking
about? Is that what he said?
You getting a ring? He didn't tell us.
He didn't tell me.
Mr. Lori up this week and tell him to give you a ring.
I appreciate that.
Okay?
Two major pieces of breaking news.
What about Ike?
I was about to say get Ike one, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And John Ritchie.
Get one, too. Ike's going to get hooked up. All right, listen, last week I talked about what you're talking about, giving Jalen Hurts a long extension or whatever. You know what I mean? It's up to the team. You know what I mean? The thing is, we got to try to sign some players here. I don't have a problem with Slay, whatever happens with him. What I see that's going to come out of the draft right now is – Two defensive linemen, mm-hmm. two linebackers, possible a tight end early, possibly in the second or third.
You might need that.
So no idea really about that.
And another cornerback.
Are you going to Columbia, Herb?
So yeah, I'm going there in June.
What are you doing? What are you just like a vacation?
I thought he was going for Carnival.
Yeah, vacation. I'm looking at nine nights.
Nine nights. That's a good trip.
And listen, let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. I have a hotel booked for next year at the Super Bowl.
We're hanging out. We'll get some drinks in Santa Clara.
I just booked it. Yeah, for Santa Clara, San Francisco. Yep.
Are you mm-hmm. ready to hang out with Herb in San Francisco?
Sure, why not?
All right, we'll do it.
Yeah,
I'll be asleep.
So I got the room. It's about 2 miles from the airport, so I'm hooked up. What else do I want to say, Joe?
I don't know.
Jalen Hurts, to me, is probably going to be, if we get this thing done the way I expect it to get done, mm-hmm. he's probably going to be the next $70 million quarterback.
That's a lot of bread.
It all depends on certain things. You know, if they do it this year or they do it during the season or whatever it is, you know.
You know what? I'm glad you brought that math to the table, Herb. Good phone call. And, Herb, we're happy for the trip to Columbia. 9 nights. I mean, Herb's...
It's not going to be there a while, wilding out.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Like, wilding out in Columbia.
All right, so Herb brought the number to the table. Let me throw it at the extend Jalen Hurts people here. Would you give Jalen Hurts, let me do a little quick net math on my paper here, $70 million. You know what 7 times 6 is, right? 7 times 6. Would you give Jalen Hurts, would you throw 6 years and $420 million on his deal right now? Because that's what Herb's suggesting. $420 million.
It's a lot of bread.
Oh, see, now the bread hits
You know, I mean, that's a lot of bread. I'm thinking.
$420 million.
Does it get us Myles Garrett?
I don't know. I guess it gives him a better chance.
You know, since we,
sure, why not?
Six?
You know, I operate
420?
Better. I operate better when I'm, you know, got my head in the sand about the money. So I'm going to go ahead and pretend like I didn't hear you say
that.
Yeah,
you're going to hear $70 million per year on top of the 4 years he has left.
I'm going to pretend like I'm just going to gloss over that little piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Okay. Just gloss over the numbers.
I'm okay with that.
Dave in Northeast Philly. What's up, Dave?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, Dave.
Real quick, you're the best, man. You just keep plugging away on that Tebow Samuel. Just keep plugging away on him.
He will.
Jalen Hurts will never pay for another drink in this town, as will Darius Slay. All right, early on, I wasn't the biggest fan. Last year, he played great. But I think it ought to be, and I want Senator Douglas there to affirm this. A new law in Philadelphia sports. Nobody gets an extension with more than 2 years left on their deal. 4 years, I'm sorry, that's it never works out for us.
Dave, the history of it is not good. I mean, it feels risky. I like this. Senator Douglas, let's get this ratified. Nobody gets an extension until they have 2 years left. What do you think, Hugh?
Nope.
No, why not?
No, because I want Myles Garrett. I want to try to put myself in position to get Myles Garrett.
See, Dave,
I'm telling you something, buddy. I mean, the only reason I'd want him is to stop him from playing for somebody else. Mm-hmm. But I just take care. Last time we were in the Super Bowl, Howie was the Wizard of Oz last year. He doesn't have to be the Wizard of Oz this year. He just has to take care of what has to be taken care of. And that means getting the Braun sign, the offensive guard sign.
Becton, yeah.
One, if we could get, listen, this is gravy on the mashed potatoes. If we could get one of the two defensive linemen signed, be great.
Yeah.
But guess what? This is the strongest draft in years for them positions.
Go get a young D-tackle. Dave, good phone call. See, Dave gets it. Extending a guy with 4 years left on his deal. 215-592-9494. All right, your chance to react to the release of Darius Slay with us in the final hour of the show. And to save even more money, would you extend Jalen Hurts right now, Hugh and Kyle say yes. I say no. He's got 4 years left on his deal. $70 a year. That's 6 years, $420 million on top of what he has. Yeah, I'm out on that. Plus, we will get to the Clearwater check-in we promised you next. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hey, Philly, want a golf course quality lawn? It's easier and more affordable than you think with True Green. As the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, True Green brings pro-level expertise straight to your yard so your lawn can look like a fairway. Sign up by March 10th and get one free application with their price match guarantee. You know you're getting the best value. Not satisfied? True Green will revisit your lawn between scheduled visits to make it right. All part of their promise. You don't wait. Visit TrueGreen.com today to get a free application. Offer ends March 10th. Restrictions apply.